Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ooh. Wow, so spooky. It's the ghost of the podcast.
I am the ghost of the podcast. I'm inside your ears and there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh,
own you now.
How has this happened? You've become the creep in this podcast.
Against all the odds. It's my turn. For season two, I am the creepy one. You've passed on the baton. Welcome to a little teaser ahead of season two of Be More Cleverer. We're doing a little Halloween one because Halloween, hence my ghost noises. I hope I didn't scare you too much.
I mean, if that wasn't abundantly clear that it was about Halloween, then I don't know what it is.
Oh, God. So how have you been?
I've been good, actually. What I have noticed, and I think you're right, you're right that we do a Halloween thing, because I think that it's really been around. It's like really built up and become a bigger thing this time, do you think?
Yes, lots of people like Halloween, yes.
Yeah. Do you dress up a lot?
Halloween?
Anytime.
Halloween. I do enjoy dressing up for Halloween. This year I haven't yet.
Okay.
I might do. Let's see. I mean, I know that you went to a Halloween party last night. You were meant to be Paul Hollywood, but you kind of look like a pervy granddad.
Do you know, we joke, two people at a party I went to said, when it's always bad when you have to explain who you are. Oh. Anyway, I did. They went, I just thought you were like dressing up as a perv. two separate people, separate parties of people said that. They were unconnected. They both went,
oh my God.
I just really thought you were like doing that.
I mean, it's still a scary costume.
It's Halloween. There are pervs, okay?
Well, I mean, it was a triumph in some ways, just not how you intended. So,
yeah.
Well done. Well done to
you. Well done, everyone.
I think the real loser in this situation is Paul Hollywood. So, so what we decided to do is just bring a little Halloween fact each. But first, you want some backstory on Halloween?
Yes. Tell me about Halloween, please.
I'm going to
briefly
do a brief history of Halloween. So the word Halloween comes from Hallows Eve, and it's the day before All Hallows Day, also known as All Saints Day. People aren't sure about the origin, as we often say at the start of sentences on this podcast, but there are both pagan and Christian practices that have evolved into what Halloween is like today. Some believe it originates from the Celtic pagan festival of, I don't know how to pronounce this, Samhain, S-A-M-H-A-I-N.
Samhain! Sounds like an X Factor contestant.
It does now, doesn't it? You said that. Gaels, you know, Gale Platt, Gale Porter. No, Gaels believe that it was a time when the walls between our world and the next world would become thin. Don't really know what that means, but it means that spirits could pass through, come back to life and damage their crops.
Damage the crops?
How are your crops?
I've got very, very yeasty crops.
How has your harvest been this year? I mean, that's a weird question.
I'll let you know. I'm working on some things.
Places were set at the dinner table to appease and welcome the spirits. And trick-or-treating started in the 16th century.
Oh, cool.
In Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And people went door-to-door in outfits asking for food and treats in exchange for a poem or a song. I don't think they ever actually did full tricks. I'm not sure if that happened. So yeah, that is a brief history of Halloween.
I ruddy love Halloween. I really do like it. It's like one
I'm
of
really
my,
into it.
It's one of my favourite things.
Is it?
Yeah. I just think it's really fun. And I'm kind of a big believer of just like, even on Halloween night, just like getting, it's like a really, it's to me, it's like a really nice sign of autumn. And I like the bonfires and the fireworks and the smell of all that. That's, it's like, it's a nice warm time.
It comes at a nice point as well. Like, you know, summer's over before Christmas. Bit something to get excited. And then as soon as Halloween's done, it's like, yes, Christmas. In my life, it is. Anyway.
Yeah.
So what fact have you got?
So
what have you got to offer to the fact table?
Like I was saying, I really love Halloween. So I've kind of always been across the Halloween origins. But there's one thing I've discovered that I'd never knew about. This fact that I found, I never knew about Halloween.
Okay.
So I'm going to tell you.
What is it?
So there is a village in Somerset, in the UK, that celebrates its own version of Halloween.
Oh, God, okay.
It's called Punky Night, and it happens on the fourth Thursday of October.
Right.
And it's only celebrated in this one place. It's called Hinton St. George, and it's, like, separate to Halloween, but it's, like, it's basically their own interpretation of what Halloween is.
Okay.
So why do you think it's called Punky Night?
First thing I think of is the mid-noughties shopping outlet.
Punky Fish.
Punky Fish. Anything to do with Punky Fish.
Nothing to do with Punky Fish.
Or those horrible hoodies that they would
flog to me. They were
awful,
weren't they?
Really bad.
Punkies is a very cutesy, shortened way of saying pumpkins, obviously.
Oh.
And traditionally, children would march around with their punkies or jack-o'-lanterns begging for candles and money, which so far sounds like trick-or-treating, right?
Yeah.
They would choose a punky king and a punky queen,
right,
to lead the groups of children that would walk around begging for money and sweets.
It sounds so sinister.
So sinister, isn't it? And they would sing a song.
What was the song? Do you have the song?
I've got the lyrics to the song, so I'm going to sing you an interpretation of what I think it is.
What tune are you going to sing it to? Can you sing it to maybe Work by Rihanna?
Oh, okay. It's Punky Night tonight, night. It's Punky Night tonight, night. Adam and Eve would not believe, leave. It's Punky Night tonight, night, 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 night.
More?
I'm just going to read it out because it's really sinister. I mean, actually, Rihanna takes the sinister edge off it.
Okay.
It's Punky Night tonight. It's Punky Night tonight. Adam and Eve would not believe it's Punky Night tonight. How creepy is that? Imagine if you hear that, like, slowly descending on you.
Oh, a crowd, like, round the corner.
Yeah.
It's a cul-de-sac near. Ugh.
Creepy. And I never knew that's here in the UK. I didn't know that existed.
It still goes on. Ugh. Oh, I feel ill.
And it still goes on. And like you said, very classic, be more clever. I try to find a date of maybe, or even a century. Mm-hmm. Or they could throw me maybe a...
Throw you a bone.
Throw me a bone. There's no, it just, the townspeople have always done it.
They just were born knowing that it's a thing to do.
Yeah, that's, which makes it to me even more frightening.
Even more frightening.
But it's a new thing that I never knew about Halloween, and I'm a big Halloween fanatic.
Oh, God, you're my punky queen.
You're my punky queen. What have you got for me?
I've got two. I've got them on two separate pieces of paper, so point at one.
Trick or treat, even.
Trick or treat.
I'm going for your left side.
This one.
Yes.
This one. That one. Okay. Right. So, my one is also to do with pumpkins.
Right.
So, the British tradition of carving a scary face into a vegetable was originally done with turnips.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, jack-o'-lanterns were originally made with turnips. And when Irish immigrants took the idea, took like the jack-o'-lantern tradition to America.
To America.
America. They started using pumpkins because they were cheaper. Would you like to see a horrifying turnip jack-o'-lantern?
Absolutely. I can't even think.
Sure, it's pretty horrifying.
Is it? Because actually pumpkins aren't really that scary. They're cool and I think they
look
cool.
They're quite sweet, aren't they?
Yeah. That is not a... That's like a mummified face. Let me see this. What on earth is that?
We'll tweet this, won't we?
Yeah. What?
It's probably one of the worst things ever, isn't it?
Doesn't that look like a shrunken head?
It kind of...
What? Also, turnips, famously, if you've ever had to cut one for a Sunday roast...
Wait, what is the end of this? Turnips, famously.
Famously hard to cut, I think.
Yeah, I think...
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not a potato. Easier to carve a potato.
You only need a reasonably sharp blade to carve a lovely pumpkin, don't you?
Yeah, that is, and because it's very much hollow, isn't it?
Yeah, and where are you going to put your IKEA tea light in the middle of that pumpkin?
That is disgusting.
No, that's not a pumpkin, it's a turnip. That's the point. It's not a pumpkin, it's a turnip.
That's disgusting. That's the most horrific thing I've seen of Halloween this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you not look in the mirror?
Girl!
You were dressed as a perv. At your Halloween party last night.
Stop. I think...
So those are our Halloween factuals to whet thine appetite ahead of season two of Be More Cleverer, or BMC. No, we don't call it that.
BMC.
BMC. Sounds... Ew, if you listen to the latest episode of BMC.
Oh, we said literally no one ever.
So yeah.
I guess I'll see you on the other side.
Yeah.
Of the thinly veiled wall of Halloween.
From the other world. So yeah, enjoy season two.
It's going to be a good one, I reckon.
It's going to be a good one. If you've got new facts for us, as always, send them to us at BeMoreCleverer on Twitter or at BeMoreCleverer@gmail.com.
Katie, can you send us out with your ghostly sounds?
With pleasure.
I'm just going to fade you out.
Een nieuwe uitlaat nodig? Of motorolie? 123autoparts.nl heeft werkelijk alles voor je auto. 123autoparts.nl.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.